Praise the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord.
We're broadcasting live here from Birmingham, Alabama. This is the 21st day of September in the year of our Lord, 2017. And we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast.
Amen.
I'm your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast, Pastor James A. Dansby. Our co-host is Minister Kevin Pierce. We have Minister Milton Dudley as well. Mm-hmm. And it's our prayer that God the Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, will speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dan.
Praise God. God bless you, Tony.
Amen.
Good to see you guys. Good to be here. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. We just thank God for another opportunity to come to, praise God, discuss his truth, a truth that is the only truth that is in the world.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
And, you know, I thank God that we're determined Christians, first of all, ministers and teachers, to stand firmly on God's word.
Amen.
Amen.
Regardless
Amen.
Of what the world may do, regardless of what the world may say, as for me and my house.
Amen.
We Amen. Still. I'm going to serve the Lord.
Serve
I'm going to stand
Lord.
On God's word, no matter how we're ridiculed or how we are looked upon as being imbeciles or, you know, low IQ people or whatever the case might be. God's word is true. Let God be true. Let
every man be a liar.
That's what the Bible says. And I believe the Bible, brother.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I believe God's word. We're going to ask Minister Milton Dudley to ask God's blessing upon the broadcast today.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you right now.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for truth, most of all.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Amen. Father, we thank you for being the true and living God.
Yes,
and Father,
Lord.
We pray for this broadcast ministry, and we pray for these brothers here, and we pray for every listening ear out there.
Bless us,
Father,
Lord.
We pray that their eyes and their heart and ears be open to receive the truth.
Yes, Father.
And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Praise God. God is speaking today, gentlemen.
Amen.
Calamity on every hand, storms, tornadoes, fires,
earthquakes,
wars and rumors of wars.
Oh, boy.
How can you not know that God is reaching out to his people to try to bring us in line with his word? Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. But yet and still many refuse to hear. Is that right?
Amen.
But we're still discussing evolution versus creation, brother. We still believe that the demise of our society today can all be traced back to the evolutionary
mentality.
That's right.
Amen.
All of our problems, I think, can be traced back to that point where when the mass media, mass communications and printing presses and all that came to be, and people like Darwin and all of them was able to harness these mechanisms to and use them to reach the masses of the people to cast doubt and of their being a God, a creator God. And, you know, it seemed to just have taken off, you know, but and running like wildfire, you know. So many people don't want to accept God as being the creator and Jesus Christ as being the Savior whom the Father has sent to redeem us.
Amen.
But we believe that. Amen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we do. Praise God. We believe that until we accept God for who he is and accept responsibility to heed and to listen to the word of God, we're going to have problems and more problems. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
I think for the most part, we need to remember that the main reason why the devil, Satan, and his cohorts want to cast doubt as to the creator God is that it alleviates them from responsibility.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't want to be responsible. Jesus said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not
do
what?
Things, that's right.
If you're going to acknowledge God as creator, Jesus as Lord and as God, you're going to have some, be responsible.
Amen.
Amen.
Why call ye me Lord, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Well, if I'm going to be your Lord, if you're going to acknowledge me as being God and creator,
okay,
then you're going to have to
walk
and talk and do.
Amen. Well, Pastor, you know, that a lot of people in our society today, and probably a lot of people that we know as individuals, have no problem with the Savior part of that.
Okay.
With the Savior part of that. But what they don't understand, see, Jesus is the Savior, whether you accept him or not.
Amen.
That work has been done.
Good. Yes.
You know, so the Savior part is automatic.
Good. Amen.
You know,
okay.
It's the Lord. It's the Lord part, the being Lord over your life. In other words, dictate how how you act, how you treat people, how you respond to certain situations. That's the thing that most people have a problem with.
Okay, you mean even the ones that acknowledge him as being Lord, they still have, as being God, they have a problem with the Lord problem.
Yeah, but they don't understand. That's not enough.
Okay.
That's not going to be enough. I realize Jesus died for my sins.
Okay, that's not enough.
Right. The Lord over your life.
Okay.
He came to save us from our sins.
Okay. Man, that's
King
good.
Of kings, Lord of lords.
Absolutely.
That's good, because if you think about it, he's right. As far as the Savior part, who else is claiming to be a Savior?
No, really. You turned the light on, man.
Else is really, even in all these other false doctrines, who else is claiming to be the Savior?
No.
So the Savior is like a one lane. Even in false religions, nobody else is claiming that.
Nobody.
But Jesus asked the question, and I see why he asked it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why do you call me Lord, Lord? And then he described what being Lord is. You're not doing my will.
Right.
Why are you calling me that?
Right.
You're not obeying.
Why are you calling me that? But yet you're not obeying my word.
Mm-hmm.
So he describes what being Lord over your life means.
Yes, right.
So the evolutionists, that crowd, want to alleviate and push God completely out of the picture so people can do what they want to do. Is that right?
That's
absolutely
right.
Okay.
Pastor, they do that thinking they have an excuse. But we know the truth don't depend on whether you obey it or not.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's still true.
Okay. It's still the truth. You just gonna pay in the end, and that's the sad part.
Okay.
And the truth gonna always be that.
That's right.
Always
and like
Bill
said, it's on trial.
Amen.
It's on trial.
And so he said, how can two walk together
unless
they agree?
Amen.
See, you got to be in agreement with this walk and this talk.
That's right.
Because people watching.
Amen.
And that's why, you know, Christians are getting a bad rep because so many false so-called Christians out there.
Very true.
Claiming to be Christians.
Yes, but yet they're not obeying the Lord or walking according to God's word.
According to his word.
That's how crafty Satan is, like Pastor was saying.
That's
with evolution, though.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because if I can put in question the creation as a creator, then that just erases the Lordship all out, because I'm not accountable to you.
That's right.
You
see
what I'm saying?
That's right.
Didn't nobody create you.
Yeah, erasing the creation part of the Bible of history means that I'm not open to your lordship. Why should I be?
Okay.
Amen.
Who are you to me?
Amen.
Okay.
The Bible said that when sin entered the picture, entered the world, it seared our conscience, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
To a certain extent, it
did.
So now the evolution crowd is resealing it all over again.
Putting
them on that's right.
So they people feel like they can do anything they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And without any repercussions whatsoever.
When you look at it, though, just from a logical standpoint, what you're saying is that you believe that life came from non-life.
Amen.
From non-life, and then developed its own system of morality.
Okay,
Does that make sense?
Well. Mm-hmm. Brother, I'm gonna tell you something. That's weird, ain't it?
That's really weird.
Mm-hmm. I see where Pastor's coming from as far as hardening our hearts, because evolution, if nothing else, is giving us the power to articulate how to stand against God or how to reason against God.
Mm-hmm.
This evolution mentality in our media, in class,
is
nothing. But empowering those, making them harder against the truth, to reason against the truth.
Right. Mm-hmm. And in that group are some very affluent and very wealthy people, which they feel empowered because I'm on the side of the wealthy, the powerful people.
Worldly power.
And y'all Christians, most of y'all ain't got nothing.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Y'all just
that's right.
Y'all
who are you to tell me?
Okay. In other words, this mentality is also a sign of status.
Right.
A status. You are so primitive.
That's good. That's right.
What's your Christian thinking, Brother Mill? How can you times are different now?
You're stuck in the stone.
Yes.
Yes. We have, you know, our minds have expanded, and you have that type of thinking.
You know, that's why the enemy is so subtle.
It shows status.
Yeah. And you know, he's always been an imitator.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And see,
oh, yeah.
A pervert. and we got to look at, you know, see, he started with our kids early, too,
mm-hmm.
with this evolution to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, they start very early.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
kindergarten.
And the Word of God was like that with us when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Our
mm-hmm.
parents and grandparents started early.
Teaching us early.
The enemy has came in with that same
with
mentality
something
with
mm-hmm.
something else. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, like Minister Pierce just said, though, we think about this evolution thing. Because one of the arguments that the great scientists and all the great scholars use now is that mm-hmm. science hadn't developed to where it is today. We didn't know when the Bible was written.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know a lot of things that they know today.
That's
true. That just shows so
that
lack of understanding.
That
right. But
now,
that shows
yeah.
that lack of mm-hmm. understanding of the Bible. If
mm-hmm.
you, when
mm-hmm.
you dig in the Bible, God will reveal some things about, like when he said that the life is in the blood.
Right, right.
You know,
okay,
once,
right.
once mm-hmm. the human mind figured out what that meant, they were able to save many lives and have been ever since.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. Ever
Amen.
Since. Okay. Just by doing stuff like washing your hands, doing surgery.
Yeah.
Things like that.
But you know, last week we said all boiled down to the question: who do you say?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jesus asked the question. First, he said, "Who do men say?"
Okay, okay.
Yeah, we just discussed that.
Who do men say that? but actually, men don't stand before God. It's individuals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who
okay.
do you say? Christ said, that I am, you know, and that's the question that's going to determine whether or not we spend eternity in the presence of God,
mm-hmm.
enjoying the presence of God, or whether we spend eternity in the perpetrator, in the one that has raised this ruckus, this evolutionary
mm-hmm.
theory.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the devil himself in hell. It's all come down to that, you know. But last week we were looking at the fact that Jesus Christ, he is God.
He is
the Creator.
Amen. Amen.
And who do you say he is, you know? And
mm-hmm.
that's the question that every one of us going to have to answer. I've already answered it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's my Lord. He's my God. He's my everything.
And I'm glad about it.
Praise God. And I'm ashamed of it.
And see, he put the tools. Mm-hmm. It's a personal thing.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
I mean, I don't
right.
care where you're at, who you're with, how many you're
right.
with. He put it to you personal. And then, as you as a true believer,
mm-hmm.
you got to speak it and stand
that's
out
right.
on it.
You right.
And like Thomas said,
Amen.
He's
right.
my Lord and
right.
my God.
Right. Right.
I know that for
brother,
a fact.
Brother Kevin, when you stand before God,
mm-hmm.
ain't no sense in you telling the Lord, let me call my preacher. your preacher can't stand
yeah.
with you.
Because in that scripture you said last week, he called Peter out.
That's right.
Yeah.
He was with a group of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he said, Peter, who do you?
Who do you?
Yeah, you.
He
personally.
Asked them collectively
personally.
First. But, and then it was a one-on-one question.
Sure. And we found out that it has to be a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was the second part of it.
To
that.
Understand mm-hmm. who Jesus really is.
Mm-hmm.
God himself, through the power of the Holy Spirit, will have to
Amen.
Enlighten us, illuminate us.
Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah.
Flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my
not.
Father,
mm-hmm.
which is in
yep,
heaven.
That's the only way.
And we looked at scripture last week. We looked at the fact that Jesus is eternal. We looked at these attributes that Jesus
mm-hmm.
have that pinpointedly tells us that he is God.
Okay.
Amen.
That's it.
We looked at the fact that he's eternal. He's
mm-hmm.
self-existent. Everywhere presence, and we looked at the
okay.
fact that he's all knowing. And
mm-hmm.
praise God, we looked at that fish down in the
money
fish,
yeah,
the corn in the mouth.
Oh,
yeah.
praise God!
Oh,
the
man.
Tax fish.
Who could pull that off? But
money fish.
I mean, what's the chances of me prophesying of something like this, and then the fish come up?
Yeah.
What's the odds of that?
With exactly 86 cents in the mouth.
Come on, y'all! And then it happened.
Yeah, right.
Not just saying it, but saying it did.
It happened.
The Bible says
a virgin shall conceive.
That's why the Bible says when it comes to the Word of God, it's so simple that a fool should not
oh,
err.
That's right.
Okay.
It's that simple.
Right. It's that simple.
Right. But it's simple when you ain't been bewitched.
Okay.
We got an audience of people in the world today. They've been bewitched. or as the television comedian said, bamboozled.
That's right. Hoodwinked.
Amen. All those are descriptive terms. In other words, something supernatural in a negative way has happened to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Food. Okay. The Bible said the word of God is so simple. Who in the world could do those kind of things but God himself?
That's right.
Things that Jesus did, that he said he would do when he comes, you know? Mm-hmm. And we also look at the fact that he's, he's all powerful. I don't think we looked at that. Let's look at the fact that Jesus all power. He had power over nature.
Mm-hmm. Well,
now, Kenny Copeland said he does have power over nature.
He did say
and he
that.
Has mm-hmm. given him that power.
That's right.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I just wish, he said he could, he said
stop the storm.
When he want to get in the airplane, he goes somewhere.
That's what he said.
And the storm is overhead. Oh man, he'll tell that storm, dude, go away.
That's what he said.
Get back. I wish he had went down there in St. Juan.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I wish he had.
Puerto Rico.
Right.
Yeah.
Does that?
Ain't he out west somewhere? What was he when Harvey came through Texas?
I don't know, but if I were him, I'd been hiding somewhere. After making such statements as the fact that you can speak to the storm and quell them, they people want to know, why don't you stop?
Why won't you stop?
I mean, all these people dying and losing their property. You got five. He's worth $500 million. The poll says. Why didn't he just do something to help these people? You know.
Mm.
But the scripture tells us that Jesus is God because he is all powerful. He's powerful. He has power over nature.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Okay.
And in scripture, you know, Luke 8:23. If you look down right quickly, we look at that. It says, "But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm, wind in the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And there came to him. They came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish."
Mm-hmm.
He rose. He rebuked the wind.
Okay.
The raging waters, they ceased, and there was a calm.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to them, "Where is your faith?" Hmm? They being afraid, one to say one another, "What manner?" That's what I'd ask too.
That's right. What else can you say?
Who is this guy? What? I mean, everything calm.
Come.
The storm is raging, and Jesus speaks to the storm and tells the storm to pipe down, man. Cool out. Chill out, man.
Sleep over here.
Okay. I tried to sleep at the bottom of the boat. What manner of man is this? For he commanded even the wind and the water to obey him. Yes. Who else could do that but God, brothers?
Hmm.
That's it.
Nothing but God.
Nobody but God.
That's right.
Who else has tried? Anybody? Y'all know anybody who tried besides the wine over down on the corner there?
Hey.
I mean, he's tried a few little things like that, you know, but we know what provoked them.
Didn't work out for him.
No. But Jesus is God, brother. Whom do men say that I am? I say that he is God. Because only God can do the things that Christ was able to do.
Mm-hmm.
What about power over diseases, brother? The Bible tells us, Milton Crabb hold that Mark 1 there, 29.
Mark 1, 29.
He got power over diseases.
He said, "Forthwith,
mm-hmm.
when they were come out of the synagogue,
okay,
they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew."
Oh boy.
"With James and John."
Okay.
"But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever."
Got a fever.
"And anointed to tell him of her."
Yes.
Mm-hmm. "And he came and took her by the hand."
Lifted up.
"And lifted her up."
Yes.
"And immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them."
God knows.
Immediately.
He didn't even say nothing. Yeah.
Immediately.
He just showed up.
Presence. Wow. Just showed up, Kevin. Just the presence of the Lord told that fever that you was in the wrong place.
Time up.
The Lord come here to fellowship.
Yeah.
And there ain't no time for no sick folk.
Took her by the hand and lift her up. And it said immediately. Right then.
Immediately. Is that God? Is that the power
That's
of God?
Well, Tylenol usually take 2-3 days.
Maybe.
Motrin, if it works.
Yeah. All right. Well, what about demonic spirit, brother? The Bible tells us God knows, and he still got power with demonic spirit. And I know there's a lot of people that
need to exercise.
And my prayer is for some people that I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Their minds are bad, brother.
Oh yeah.
And it's got to be a demonic spirit.
Demonic spirit.
Tony, grab hold that Mark 1 and tell us about Mark 1:32.
All right. It said, "And at even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased,
all
and them that were possessed with devils,
okay,
and all the city was gathered together at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And he healed many that were sick of divers disease.
Many different diseases.
And cast out many devils.
Many devils.
And suffered not the devils to speak.
Good Lord.
Because they knew him.
Oh, you mean the devil knows who he is?
That's what the Bible
says. The devil knows that he is God.
That's right.
They knew he was God.
Okay.
And they responded accordingly. The devil.
The
same one that got people thinking that there's no God.
Right.
These are evolution people. Go ahead, Kevin.
I was just about to say that. The devil believed that Jesus exists
and
knows his power, but people say that he don't. Right.
That's something else.
That's something else.
Right? That's double talk there. He's telling me not to believe what he believes.
Right.
He's telling me not to acknowledge God, but he acknowledged God.
But this same word we read, Pastor, they have access to it as well.
Sure.
They could see that the devil, just what we read, and suffer not the devils to speak because they knew him.
So they can read
it. Absolutely.
And, you mean educated people can read it?
Absolutely.
It's not decoded, coded, it's very plain.
Very plain.
If it's what it says, if it's he, who is he to?
Those that are lost.
Okay.
The devil had blinded.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kevin.
When I read this, I also see that they know. They knew him, meaning they knew of his authority.
Okay.
Yeah. Because when it says they suffered not the devils to speak, don't you say nothing.
That's a thought.
That's a thought. Don't you say nothing.
Yeah,
And then the Bible says that they didn't because they knew him.
They knew.
We know who this guy is. Let's chill out.
Yeah.
So Jesus walked up. Look, don't say nothing, demon. Don't.
Yeah.
They like,
okay, I know
everybody. Like your child.
It not only shows that they know him, that he existed or believed him, they knew his authority.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. And the devil know a child of God, too. Huh?
Amen.
Yeah. Paul, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen, I know.
But who?
Okay.
Who is you?
So when we said we're believers in the Lord, the devil somehow know whether that's true.
He knows.
That's right.
And the authority.
That's right.
And he knows the authority that we have.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. In other words, you can't just throw that name up there when you think it's convenient.
Yeah.
No. You got
it. It ain't going to work like that.
It's a 24/7.
Y'all know how many people trying to live like that, though?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. No doubt about that.
You know what kind of whippings they get? when I started reading this off, I was looking up here.
Right.
Now, okay. How can you control the wind and the waves and the storm and all this?
Okay.
Unless you created it.
Oh.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Unless you created it.
Wow. Because he... we're going someplace else now.
Go ahead on, Kevin.
Because he told Nicodemus, nobody know where the wind go. Did he say that?
That's what he said.
Then he compared the Holy Spirit to the wind.
To the wind.
And the wind go to and from like it want to.
Uh-huh.
But yet... Jesus make it do what it do.
Okay.
So he has to be God.
He has got to be God.
That's good.
And brother, I don't have no college degree.
No.
Do y'all have one?
No.
Anybody in there?
No. No, I bought my high school degree.
You know, I'm trying to tell you, I love college out there.
But we can figure this out.
That's right.
Wonder why the educated can't figure this
flesh
out.
Flesh and blood has not revealed.
Oh, it's his.
It's his.
Okay. It's his. And the eyes have been blinded.
Oh, blinded.
Oh boy! Only God can take the bandages off their eyes. Is that correct?
Amen.
But the Bible also he says Jesus is God because he had got power over death.
Over death.
Kevin, go ahead and grab hold of John 11, sir, and read that 43. Start at 43 there. Read 43.
And when he thus had spoken, meaning Jesus, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
Come forth.
And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin.
Good Lord
of Jesus saith unto them, loose him. Now, these are the grave clothes he's talking to.
Go ahead.
Loose him.
Loose him.
And let him go. He talking to the clothes.
That was
clothes.
The grave clothes. That's not depending on anything. Yeah.
Totally
grave clothes.
To
loose. Turn him loose.
Get off.
Turn him loose.
That is what it says.
And let him go.
Let him go.
Y'all laughing, but that's what it says. Well, didn't we say last week that C.S. Lewis said he either was who he say he is,
okay.
or he's a raving maniac lunatic. Now, this ain't no story, right, Pastor? This ain't no story that somebody telling. It was witnesses standing there watching.
That's right.
And I'm quite sure they knew Lazarus was dead last
week. 4 days.
Yeah. He was thinking.
So
that's a testimony. That ain't no just story. See?
Well, he said
we have witnesses for that.
But he said we have faith as a mustard seed. We could speak to the mountain.
Okay.
Brother, you think I could walk through this wall? Maybe. I mean, I'm a child of God. And, I mean, I ought to be able to walk, tell that wall I'm coming through.
Jesus told the wall. That's what he did.
Didn't he
tell the wall I'm coming through?
And it
opened up. He came on through then.
So far, Jesus talked to grave clothes.
Mm-hmm.
He talked to animals.
He
talked to demons. Told and he talked to sheetrock.
Sheetrock.
He did. Sheetrock to move.
Amen. But
when the brother, Bill had a good point.
Get out of the way.
How can you do that unless you created sheetrock?
I know. Right.
Okay. But I'm wondering why me, you being a child of God, and we have, I give you power.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that I can't tell that sheetrock to move over?
Do you ask amiss, Pastor? Why you ask it? Why you ask it to move over? You want to show somebody you can walk through it?
A party trick? Are you doing
it? What did? You a magician? Somebody paid to see this trick?
So that wouldn't be in line with scripture. Blessed are they who have not seen.
Not seen. Amen.
But yet have
yet believe.
Amen. So
believe.
Though one come back from the dead,
you still.
Okay.
So me walking through the sheetrock
is
not going to move people.
Not going to move.
I seen Chris Angel do that in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm coming up with something.
They do it all the time in Hollywood.
Yeah, right.
I seen old who did the film from the party where he did
that. I know. They do that on the Matrix.
So if the Lord allowed me to walk through the sheetrock, all it would do is stir up the money grabbers that want to do tricks and make money.
Yeah. Take this on the road.
Take it on the road.
Man, you straight.
So it wouldn't serve
salvation. No.
Okay.
Why? No. Because it's either hid or it's not. Either God opens your eyes, no matter how many magic you see,
That's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
So only miracles that Jesus performed when he was here was those whom the Father instructed him to, those who would tend to authenticate his ministry.
Right.
Is that right?
Okay.
Right. That's right. So I can't be free willing and dealing here because I'm a child of God.
That's right.
Saying?
That's right.
Tell the storm don't come and all that.
That's what makes this word of faith and new apostolic so dangerous.
Dangerous.
They have gotten right back to that.
They can just do it at will.
Amen. But now also we know that Jesus is God because he's sovereign, y'all.
Amen.
Scripture tells us Jesus is sovereign.
Yeah, he's sovereign.
Mm-hmm. Find 1 Peter, Mill. Find 1 Peter 3 and give me 22 there.
It said, who is going into heaven.
Jesus.
And is on the right hand of God.
Yes.
Angels and authority and power being made subject unto him.
Angels.
And authority.
All power. All authorities. Mm-hmm. And power made what?
Subject.
Under him.
So, I mean, he's sovereign, though.
I mean,
well, that's a claim. That's a. Ooh,
that includes grave clothes.
Yeah, including grave clothes.
Boy, I tell you, he's sovereign over everything.
Everything.
Well, we've already read scriptures from the water, the wind, the sheetrock, the demons, the grave clothes. everything.
But us. Revelation 19 said he hath on him a vesture on his thigh, a name written King of Kings.
Lord of all the lords.
He is the King of all kings. Lord of all lords.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm.
Ain't that something? That's the title. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. That's our Jesus.
Okay.
That's our God whom this world refuses to accept today. Yeah. Yeah. Huh?
Brother, somebody gonna have to pay a cost for this ignorance. This blatant ignorance here.
Okay.
You just put somebody put the blinders on. Somebody just defying God by not even accepting and believing.
Daring
God. That's what it amounts to, amen? But the Bible says he was God in God because he was sinless.
Sinless. That's it right there.
That's the key.
Okay, so what? You know what, Pastor? You walk through sheetrock like Jesus did.
Okay.
This going to be the determiner. This going to be the determiner right here. It is. This is the determiner that separates him from everybody else.
Okay. Amen. Let's read this. Look at 2 Corinthians, Tony. Find 2 Corinthians 5:21.
Okay.
Sinless. He's God. He's sinless.
All right. It says, for he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Amen.
In him.
Amen.
No sin. Not one sin.
No sin. Not the little
prince,
white lie.
The prince of this world come, but he has nothing.
Nothing.
Brother, I wish I could say that.
Oh, boy.
He picked at me today, man. He picked at me today. I almost dropped my lunch today, man. He picked at me today. He really did, you know. But I thank God that the Jesus I serve, though, he's there to intercede.
That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Praise God. In our there. Time, we need it.
We need it.
We need it. Praise God, we need it. Ain't no doubt. What about Hebrews 4:15? What it says? Hebrews 4:15. Read that, Bill.
It said, for we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings or infirmities, our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin.
He can relate to you.
Without sin.
Yes, sir.
But yet without sin.
Yeah. Tempted like we were.
The most astounding thing is that he can live in us, in our spirits, which is inside here.
That's right.
But,
that's right.
And yet not be contaminated with our sinless actions and
that's
so forth.
Right.
Ain't that amazing?
Mm. Yeah.
But he in that holy of holies, ain't he?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's our spirit, the pastor.
That's right.
As long as it's tapped into us and locked. They can't. That sin can't get to that either. We got that righteousness. It's the cure
praise
with
God.
Us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh my.
Amen. Praise God, brother. I'm about to shout in this.
So. In other words, Tony, you saying that the enemy know how far he can go?
Absolutely.
He know what he can't get over on you.
That's
because he know who's in you.
Absolutely, ain't got nothing to do with me now.
Okay.
He ain't scared of me at all.
No.
He don't fear me at all.
He ain't worried about you.
No.
He worried about what?
He had me on that thong too long.
Who's in you?
Absolutely. Okay. That's the thing. That's my power. Man.
Christ in you.
Amen.
And the Lord don't encourage our falling in whatever
area.
Not at
all.
But a lot of times God's going to, he allow that because, you know, we get cocky sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we think we don't arrive. And God shows us, you know, by moving his grace and let
them tap on us a little
bit. And then we can come back to our senses and say, Lord, I ain't arrived yet. I thought I would arrive.
That's
I thought
right.
I was
That's
really
right.
growing up in the Lord. But bam, there it is.
Okay, so
in
other words, what you're saying is, now Kevin, he done better.
Okay.
By getting to work on time.
That's
okay.
Right.
But if God move his grace while he's feeding the work, then he'll get a ticket.
Ain't y'all fellas just so thankful that, you know, even in that case, sometimes when you know you ain't got no business where you at.
Okay.
And the Lord tell him, I see him.
Amen.
Don't touch him.
Praise
don't
bother
him. I see what he doing.
Hey, that's because
you know he'll keep telling on you.
Okay,
now.
Yeah.
He's in training.
Okay.
He still got training wheels on him.
That's grace. See, that's his grace.
That's great. But Hebrews 7:26 says, for such a high priest became us who is holy.
Holy.
Harmless. Undefiled. Separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens.
Separate from sinners.
You mean Jesus made higher than separate? That's what it says.
You mean that's not the Pope that they're talking about?
No, that ain't the Pope, bro.
The Cardinals, the Pope.
That ain't. No.
What happened? You said can't touch this.
Yeah,
can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
Yeah, Pope or no Pope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. And no. None of the John Paul nothing.
A world of different, brother. You know, but the Bible tells us very plain that Jesus, he possesses all the authority of God, the authority of God. And, you know, Jesus said many times, true, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you.
Mm-hmm.
And brother, he went scratching his head when he said that. He went apologizing. He never backstepped. When he said, verily, verily, it was so, my brother.
Mm-hmm. Pastor, I didn't thought about
something. What's that?
When, you know, God had other representatives he sent to speak for him.
Okay.
Even the Old Testament. And it always said in the Word of God, And the Word of God came into, you know, the prophet Ezekiel, whoever it was, and the Word of God came to him saying,
okay. Right.
Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto
Yes, Lord.
Okay. Amen.
Amen. So, but he never retracted on any statement.
No, he didn't apologize.
In Mark 13, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall what? By no means pass away.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if I say it, I don't have to apologize.
Okay.
I don't have to dress it up. I don't have to polish it. I don't have to retract it. I don't have to go back and restate it. Bam!
That's what it is.
Amen.
That is.
Yeah.
I mean, is that God?
That's right.
Oh boy, never had to retract any statement. But then also the signs and wonders that Jesus did, you know, brother, they tells us that he is God. Of course, this man did signs and wonders that nobody else could ever do or ever think of.
Okay, absolutely.
Just the sign part, the works.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because he said we'll do greater works, but he ain't talking about the miraculous
That's
thing,
right.
brother. You
That's
know,
right.
But a lot of them think that, you know. But he did a lot of things. Walking on the water, if you need to come in the sea like we see, feed 5,000 people, and raising the ladder from the dead, calling disciples to catch all those fishes that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, I'm talking about, that's God there.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Mm-hmm. That ain't nobody but God, amen?
You know, when you say that, Pastor, it made me think about, you know, the disciples asking to, about the blind boy said, who did sin?
Okay.
Him right. or his parents.
Yeah, okay. yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
he was born blind.
Okay.
The Creator brought him in here blind.
Okay.
But for this day.
On time. He wasn't a minute too early.
That's right.
A minute late.
He wasn't a minute too early or too late.
That's God.
Because the Creator had him there for a purpose.
Right. I must needs go through Samaria.
Okay.
I got an appointment.
Okay.
It was made over.
Okay.
4,000 years
That's
ago.
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
See, that time.
Huh?
Amen.
And it unfolds exactly at the moment. Oh, the woman is there on time.
On time.
He wasn't a minute late.
Ooh.
He had to go talk to that woman.
That's right.
Ain't this something, brother?
That's right.
I mean, can y'all see this here?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Don't that confirm our faith in God?
Right.
That's it.
But look here. Go to Exodus. I want y'all to see something. Go to Exodus 34.
Okay.
And Tony, you find Exodus 34 and read that for me, please.
Okay, Exodus 34.
Look at 34 and look at 14.
14, all right.
Okay.
For thou shalt worship no other God.
Mm. Okay.
For the Lord. Capital L-O-R-D, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous
God.
So you don't worship no other God.
No other God.
Well, that God's word from the beginning.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Well, why did Thomas worship in my Lord and my God?
That's what he said.
Why did the angel?
Because he wasn't no other God.
Right. But that's a good question. If you don't suppose question. If you don't suppose to worship any other God,
okay, right.
Then why did Thomas worship Jesus?
Because he knew he was God.
Amen. Okay.
Ain't
that's right. Revelation.
Amen.
Revelation.
That's right. And not only Thomas, the angels worshiped him. Didn't the angels worship him?
Yes, they did.
The wise men came and worshiped him too, right?
That's
and we know about the woman that was an adulterous woman. She worshiped him. Amen.
Yeah.
Mary Magdalene, all the disciples, they worshiped him.
They worshiped.
Why? Because they knew him to be who he said he
was.
That's
right.
God. Amen.
God.
Praise God. Because only God can be what? Look at Matthew 4:10 when Jesus was dealing with the devil there. Nobody grab over there. 4:10 there. Jesus dealing with
then
the devil.
Then said Jesus unto him.
What he said?
Get thee hence, Satan.
Go on.
For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God.
Oh, boy.
And him only shall thou serve.
Was he trying to tell the devil something?
Ooh, the devil.
What was he trying to tell the devil there, brother?
Get away from me. I can't worship. The devil asking to bow down and worship him.
That's right.
Devil just acting with the temptation, asking to bow down and worship him. I give you all this.
That's right. But only God is due worship.
The worship, that's right.
And that God is Jesus Christ himself. Mm. The devil had the audacity.
So you think, but you in the ride where he ain't going to come at you. He ain't gonna bother you no more. You too far up the chain now.
No, I'm afraid he's not afraid of us, brother. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying, right?
Huh? See, that seemed bold that Satan would do that.
But when he knew who he was, didn't he?
Right. But when he comes in the form of God. When you come in the form of Joseph Smith, it don't seem so extreme then.
Okay.
When he come in the form of the Pope and Jim Jones, it don't seem so far off then. Okay. But if Satan himself does it, man, I wouldn't do that.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
But you do it to your car, though.
Yeah.
You do it to your job, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So it's just the form in which Satan comes. It may not seem so extreme.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
To worship.
Right. Okay. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
right. Yeah. Okay.
But only God is due worship.
That's right.
And we only know that. God. Only God.
And that's wrong.
And that's why we worship God. We worship Jesus Christ every week, every day of our lives, because He is God. Amen. Absolutely. But only God can save a person too. The Bible tells us that.
That's right.
Isaiah 43:11. Only God can do that.
43:11. It said, even I am the Lord.
Oh boy.
And beside me there is no Savior.
No Savior.
You mean only God can save?
Mm.
No Savior.
He said beside him.
No
you, besides him, you out of luck.
Nobody.
I don't think nobody else can try to claim that with
either. No. See, that's it. He got that on lock.
Yeah.
Well, brother, I'm going to tell you something. He saved me.
Amen.
He did what I couldn't do.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. The psychiatrist couldn't do.
Okay.
The doctor couldn't do.
Did Johnny Walker Red?
Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
No name
couldn't do it.
Could do it.
No name. Couldn't do it.
Amen. But the Lord saved me.
Absolutely.
And I know he got to be God. He said, I called on his name.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Lord Amen. Jesus, help me.
Okay.
He said, Lord, if you have anything in my name.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's a powerful name, though.
It is.
Amen.
It is.
Well, look at Matthew 1:21 there. One of y'all grab hold of that there. Let's see what it says.
And she shall bring forth a son.
Mm-hmm.
And thou shalt call his name Jesus.
What are you going to do?
For he shall save his people from their sins.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now Isaiah said, the Lord said, I am the Lord.
I'm the
Yahweh.
Lord.
That's what God the Father said.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And beside me, there is no Savior. But Jesus, when he comes.
He said he the what? Save him.
He gonna save him.
That's what he said. No, that's right.
I mean,
from this end,
do you have to be a genius here, brothers?
That might be the problem.
That they are geniuses.
Too many geniuses.
Many.
Sick to be wise and become fools. That's what the Bible said. Amen. What a Titus. Find Titus 2 there, brother. What Titus 2 says?
All right. So looking for that blessed hope.
Okay.
And the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior. Who?
Jesus Christ.
He's a great God.
Our Savior.
And Savior Jesus Christ. So if only God can save, then according to Titus, Paul said, he is God.
You must have learned that in college, Pastor.
No, brother. I was studying neology. I was on my knees.
Hey, man.
When God revealed that to me. Praise God. How many of y'all understand that?
Amen.
Amen. Now, God and Christ both claim to be creators, brothers. In the Bible, according to the Bible. Look at Isaiah 44. Find 44 and 24. God and
44
Christ.
And 24.
Okay, read. See what
does say the Lord, thy Redeemer.
And Lord, capital. Is that capital?
Lord,
right?
In capital.
That's Yahweh.
He said,
Jehovah. Go ahead, sir. Come on out.
He said, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer.
Okay.
And he that formed thee from the womb.
Okay.
I am the Lord. Capital.
I am the Lord.
That maketh all things.
Okay.
That stretcheth forth the heavens alone.
Alone. By himself.
No, that spreadeth abroad the earth by himself.
By myself,
he said.
This is key to the evolution mentality.
Come on.
If you have any of them, if they have an evolution mentality,
yes.
Jesus is not the creator.
Okay.
If he is not the creator, he cannot be your savior.
He cannot be your savior.
How can he be your savior if being a savior means to make you a new creature?
He cannot do it.
You don't believe the first creation. How you gonna believe the second creation?
Oh man.
Let's talk here, Donnie. Anybody with an evolution mentality. Lord. Yes,
that wasn't the only time he said that, Pastor. And you know, he asked Job, "Where was you when I formed it? When I was hanging in these stars?" And
okay, so that person was talking to Job according to John 1:3. He said, "All things were made by him, mm-hmm. and without him was not anything made that was made." So when he told Job, asked Job the question, "Where was you, Job, when I made the star of the heaven?" Yeah. You mean that was Jesus?
That was him.
That's what he said.
That was him.
Say what? Okay.
Yeah. I got that in theology too, Pastor.
And you got that one. Colossians 1:16, please, sir. Colossians 1:16
said, mm-hmm. "For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in the earth, visible,
whether you see it or
invisible,
not.
Whether they be thorns, or dominion, or principalities, or power,
all things
were created by him." And for him.
And what? See, that's the clincher.
For him.
But he's
for him.
Yes. Yeah. For his glory.
For him.
Amen.
For his praise. Huh? You mean we were created by God to praise, to glorify him?
For him.
Well, Pastor, you just went over. Okay. You said visible and invisible. That's the wind.
Yes.
Can you see the wind? But they say he got power over that. Throne, the demons and mm-hmm. okay, he got power over that. Dominions, wherever you at, principalities.
Mm-hmm.
It said all things, everything that was created.
Well,
everything that was created by him.
By him.
Well, Tony, I'm going to ask you a question. So you're very very articulate.
Here you come.
And it's very assuring in what you're saying. Now, that steak you ate last week, did you realize that was God's steak? He made that steak. Did you pause a minute and say, "Glory to God, I'm finna eat your steak, Lord. I do thank you."
Them cornflakes I ate today.
The cornflakes?
Yeah.
You praise God for
the
cornflakes?
Yes, sir.
And they cold.
Yeah, the cornflakes.
They cold.
Yeah, that's right.
Brother, you fanatical, ain't you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we are. In all things, give what?
That's right.
Some people may not be understanding this ownership.
Help us then.
Of how everything is Christ and everything was created by Christ.
Okay.
Until you can say that I made something that ain't yours.
So you're telling me
he made that Chevrolet car? Yes, he did.
Yes,
why?
What is it?
What is it in that Chevrolet car that was yours?
That's right.
You see, I just want people to understand what the scripture mean by it ain't nothing that's created that wasn't created by him.
By him.
The atoms. So instead of the molecules,
instead of everything.
It was made by him.
Instead of giving Mr. Chevrolet all the accolades.
Henry Ford.
That's right. And Steve Jobs. Huh? We got to give God because the material they used
is God's.
Okay.
Did you see that?
Oh, praise
God. Well, what about the brain of the engineer?
Okay.
Oh, what about it?
What about his brain?
That's
what did he do to make his own brain? when he can say, "I made my brain,"
but is
then
that,
he can say it's his.
But
his
IQ is over 160. Mm-hmm. That's because God gave it to him.
Amen.
Hey, he gave him the brain that got it.
Some have more than others have.
Amen.
Hey, okay. Cut it out. Look.
Okay. What the?
All things.
That's something.
All things created by him and for him.
Some parents think because they laid down, that's my baby. This is my child. I did this.
I produced it.
Don't they say it?
They say it.
Well, whose child are you? Who produced you?
I know. It's God's child.
And then when we go all the way back, when we get through going through these many generations and get to Adam, then we're going to get to who created
God gives life. Until I can reach in my pocket.
Good Lord Almighty, Kevin. That's great.
And sprinkle some life on this blob.
Yes.
It ain't mine.
It ain't yours.
You got to give God all the praise.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Will a man rob God?
Y'all can skip every science class in school now because you just heard.
Yeah.
Story, really.
Your story of life. Where babies come from? That's what we did.
So this nation and this world is guilty of robbing God of his glory.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Yes, yes.
Yes, sir.
I mean,
yes,
big
are.
Time robbers. Yes, yes. And won't even tithe a tenth of what they tenth. The rob.
Okay.
The robbed okay. him already. For using his stuff.
Oh, you one of them, huh?
God don't ask for no rental fees on his stuff, nothing.
So in other words, Kevin, like the scripture said, the earth is the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And the fullness thereof.
And the fullness
thereof. And they that dwell.
And they that dwell in it.
So all mean all.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, man. That's
we have a problem with all time.
Yeah, we have a problem. You must have went to college with pastor.
We have a problem. But you all means just what it says, brother.
Just what it says.
All. And until we can recognize and realize that and begin to give God the accolades that God is due.
It's due.
Brother, we just setting ourselves up. For TKO. Yeah, amen.
We're seeing it, pastor.
Yes.
We're seeing
it happen today in our society today. Huh? In our society today. Look at Hebrews 1:1-2. Read that for me. It's Hebrews 1:1-2.
God, who has sundry times,
many different
and
times.
In divers manners,
yes,
making time pass unto the fathers by the prophets.
He did.
Hath in these last days
spoken
unto us by his son.
Whom he was.
Whom he hath appointed heir of all things.
Okay.
By whom also he made the worlds.
By whom?
The worlds.
Also, he made the what?
The worlds.
Praise God.
I worship. Yeah.
Ain't you glad you worship the Creator? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm so glad that I worship the Creator.
Yes,
and I just cannot deny my Lord. I cannot deny him, brother. How many of y'all understand that?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
and now, in the Old Testament, you know, many times, you know, people don't believe that Jesus appeared probably on this earth before the incarnation, before the manger scene there. But the Bible says the Lord, he appeared many times.
Okay.
Many times.
Mm-hmm.
As the angel of the Lord.
Angel of the Lord.
And we know that angel is one that God sent. He's a messenger, more or less, is what he is, right?
Yeah.
And but we believe Jesus was a messenger.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
God and a messenger. Exodus 3. Read 3:2-6 from me. Kevin?
And the angel of the Lord appeared.
Cap now.
Capital A.
Yahweh, Jehovah, yes.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire.
To Moses, yes.
Out of the midst of a bush.
Right. And what?
And he looked. And behold, the bush burned with fire.
Lord have mercy.
And the bush was not consumed.
Miracle.
And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight.
Yes.
Why the bush is not burned.
Okay.
And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see.
Okay.
God called unto him out of the midst of the bush.
Okay.
And said,
Moses.
Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Moses.
Yes.
He being called, ain't he?
Right.
And he said, here I am.
Okay.
And he said, draw not nigh hither.
Uh-oh.
Put off thy shoes from off thy feet.
Respect me, man.
For the place whereon thou standest is holy ground.
Holy ground. Now, who is he, though, he says?
Moreover, he said,
I am
the God of thy father.
Oh, boy.
Your daddy.
Yes.
I am the God of Abraham.
Okay.
I am the God of Isaac.
Okay.
I am the God of Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
That's both folks right there that he the God
of. Amen.
And Moses hid his face.
Okay. Right.
For he was afraid.
To what?
To look upon God.
The messenger, the angel of the Lord up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in 3:2 it says an angel, right?
Yeah. God himself appeared to Moses.
That's right.
In the bush.
Now,
a messenger. Christ was a messenger too. Is that what the Bible tells us?
Okay.
Didn't Christ come as a messenger?
Yeah.
He was a sent one. Amen. Yeah. This angel was sent to address Moses. This angel was God himself.
Now, whoa.
You're asking
the questions. Let me ask a question now. We have 53 minutes, but we'll try to make this
real short.
Now, if Jesus
Yes.
Is created. He was made flesh.
Okay.
Then that means Jesus actually existed before he came to earth. That's what you're telling me? You're telling me that Jesus existed before he was born.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, that means he was eternal. And that would mean what?
He's God.
Well, we right back where we started.
I asked my own question.
You asked your own question.
Yeah, but you ain't never tell me.
I'm so busy trying to show him up. I answered the whole question.
You ain't never tell me. You went to that college Mills and Pounder one. You
must have
got there at that college,
too. We went to the slave college.
You answered your own question. Amen.
You know, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, that
yes,
doesn't
Lord.
Mean that.
Yes, Lord. Good. Yes, Lord. Hmm. But if you look at Judges, I like Judges 13, Manoah, Samson's mother here. She had a visitation from this angel. Mm. The angel of the Lord. The Lord visited her. It says in 13:8, there then Manoah entreated the Lord. She prayed then to the Lord. Caps again, Yahweh.
Right, right.
And said, oh, my Lord, let the man of God which thou didst send come again. He's been there already, right? Come again to us and teach us what we shall do unto this child that shall be born. God done blessed her, right?
Yeah.
And God hearkened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God came again unto the woman as she sat in the field, but Manoah, her husband, was not with her.
Mm-hmm.
God sent an angel, brother. And it reminds me of John 3:17 there.
Mm-hmm.
For God sent not his son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be what?
Saved.
Huh? Sent. Sent to answer prayers.
Right. I asked directed, right.
And I'm going to tell you what, Jesus was sent to answer a lot of prayers down here, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need some help down here. We need some help right now. Thank God I know we need some help.
That's
though.
Right.
Some people don't know they need help. Look at Zechariah quick, and we're going to close out for, get ready to close out for the day.
Zechariah 1:12.
Yeah, read that. Read that.
It said, then the angel of the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, answered and said, O Lord of hosts.
Oh, boy.
How long would thou not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah,
against
which thou hast had indignation these 70 years?
70 years. And what happened?
And the Lord answered the angel that talketh with me with good words and comfortable words. And the Lord answered the angel that talked with me with good words and comfortable words.
Our God prays for us. Answer prayers and pray for us. Hebrews 7:25 said, wherefore he's able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to what?
Make intercession.
You mean Jesus is doing a lot of praying right now? You mean praying for us right now?
Can you imagine what it'd be like to be waiting up? Looking at what we see today.
Good Lord, man. Kevin, let's sum it up, brother. God bless this great guy. Time go by fast when you're really having fun. Amen.
True.
Kevin, let's reach out. Praise God. You know, we have discussed a lot of information here. And very pertinent to the lives of people that are going in the wrong direction right now. Let's reach out to them in the name of the Lord.
Well, you know, we're about witnessing here, and we've had a very deep discussion about evolution, and I've learned a lot. Last night we talked about how evolution is the ground floor of all false teaching.
Yes.
Anything contrary to the gospel, evolution gets the blame.
Oh, boy.
The reason why is because with an evolution mentality, it erases the creative power that only God has.
Okay.
And therefore, if he's not creator, he's not God.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. So as you go forth into this, as we getting the spiritual the thermometers, checking people in their understanding, start there. Ask them about creation. Yes. Ask them about how do they feel about God being the creator.
Yes.
And if that evolution mentality creeps out, you know that they need the gospel.
Amen. Okay? Amen. Mill, God bless.
You know, like Kevin said, this evolution mentality, it's been embedded in our children and our teenagers.
From early ages.
From early age and many adults.
That's true.
And you know, them three words stuck with me last night.
I see. They're here today. Huh?
Listen.
Yes. Yes.
Study.
Yes.
And pray.
That's right.
Amen.
The fool has said in his heart, there's no God. Tony?
Hey man, well, we, you know, go ye therefore and okay. preach and teach the gospel. And we mm-hmm. have gave a valiant effort at that. Read from the scripture.
Amen.
From the scripture. We've given many clear scripture on what thus says the Lord about this, about,
that's right.
about who the creator is and mm-hmm. who we must mm-hmm. answer to one day. So yeah. I ask each and every listening ear out there, just soften your heart. Mm-hmm. Ask the Lord to soften your heart. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't yet accepted the fact that in the beginning God created,
amen.
Ask him to just to make it clear in your heart. And, mm-hmm. And this evolution thing has done enough damage. Let's amen. Start with our kids and teaching them the truth of God's word.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we worship you, Lord. We praise Lord. You. We honor you, Lord. You're so worthy to be praised. Thank you for being our Lord and our God.
Thank
Father
yes,
God,
Lord.
Help us, Lord, to stand firmly upon your word in the midst of so much doubt, so much fear, and so mm-hmm. much antagonizing those who love the Lord. Father God, help us to stand, and when we're done, all still stand.
Yes.
Open the understanding of those, Lord, who are yet in darkness. And Father God, we'll give you all the praise,
all
the glory.
All the glory.
In Jesus'
in
name
Jesus
we pray.
Name.
Amen.
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 Let us live to make them.